Well, good evening to you. This is the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast from the Veg Grower Podcast, aka Richard, me. This is the 6th of November 2022, the day after fireworks night, of course. I don't like fireworks myself, but it was bonfire night, last night. Excuse me. So, how are we all doing today? I hope you are all well. Busy weekend, but an eventful weekend to say the least. Now, when I recorded on Friday morning for you guys, I said that I had suffered no damage from the storm. But after I'd recorded and released that episode, I took a drive past my allotment and I could see my brand new greenhouse to me, one I inherited recently, wasn't where I'd left it. So I drove past a couple of times, but couldn't do anything at that point. And I drove down to the allotment yesterday, and sure enough, my greenhouse had been moved to the other side of my allotment plot and flattened. Now, it's not too serious, to be fair. I think we can certainly salvage it and sort it out, but I just need my brother to come down next Saturday, where we're going to be able then to sort it out with somebody just helping me lift it, etc., etc. So, wasn't a great start to the weekend, but it was expected. Now, Grandad's greenhouse, my original greenhouse, was in pretty good condition. A couple of glass planes had slid out of place, and after a bit of further investigation, a couple had cracked. Nothing too serious, and I quickly sorted those out on Saturday. Now, I couldn't do much more because it was so wet yesterday. So came home, and today, again, it was very, very, very wet day, and I've not been able to do much here. But I did, because it was so wet, work on my windowsill garden. This is the windowsill in the kitchen where I've started growing more and more food. I'm expanding my growing areas, and I'll come to that in just a moment, actually. But my windowsill in the kitchen garden, I'm growing more and more herbs and making that all bit more user friendly, but I've also sown our microgreens from this month's gift pack. Now, this is the amaranth seed. So, what I've done, I've got a particular tray specifically designed for microgreens, and it's a plastic tray with almost like a grid in a tray on the top. Now, you don't have to use that. If you've got any plastic tray that you might have had food come in when you bought from an allotment, from a supermarket, a punnet of vegetables or fruit, you can use that and just lay some kitchen paper towel on the bottom and dampen it with a spray bottle is probably the best way. Scatter your seeds over the top and then just keep that little bit of tissue paper damp. Doesn't need to be soaking wet, just damp. Pretty soon, I would expect those seeds to start to germinate, and once they get to, I don't know, 5 centimeters tall, when you start seeing the leaves develop, that's when we just cut them down and use them in sandwiches or anything like that. Not just sandwiches, a whole wide range of things that we could use them in. I am a big lover of microgreens. One, because they are so quick and easy to grow. Two, because they can be grown anywhere on any windowsill, and three, because they are so versatile. You don't get a huge amount of food from them in terms of what you're actually able to eat in terms of calories and everything, but I just think they add something to a lot of plain boring dishes, or just a bit of color and so on. So I don't think that microgreens should be overlooked by any means. So yes, really easy to grow your microgreens. They don't really need any care. They just need a bit of time in the pots to grow. Don't even need to compost. They're that easy. So hopefully that's easy for you to follow. No feeding, just making sure that tissue paper is damp. Now, I mentioned earlier about trying to use more and more of my area to grow food in. I've got my back garden, as no doubt you know, where we've got several gardens set up, and we've been talking about developing my front garden more tonight as well. This is a project that we've got going on. But something that's bringing this home for me is that I'm part, well, my local allotment committee has a Facebook group, and it's where everybody who has an allotment can go and check on things and pass messages on. It's quite a good way, actually, for keeping an eye on things like thefts. But we have had a communication going around that the council is now currently looking to increase our rents by almost 100% over the course of 5 years. So it's not going to happen anytime soon. And the reason for this is that it costs them £90,000 to run the allotment. And we, well, by the time they've got all the income from the rent, it leaves a £75,000 deficit. That's a lot of money, which basically means that comes out of everybody's council tax. Now, on the face of it, my initial reaction is I didn't mind. It's not going to affect me so much because I can afford that increase. But obviously I'm quite lucky like that. There will be some people who cannot afford that increase and rely on air allotments for feeding themselves. So I take myself out of it, and I have got to think about all those others as well. But I've also discussed this earlier on our live show, and I sort of said something that I've also think about, and I feel this with a great many number of things. The trouble with tax is that we don't necessarily get the choice of where our money goes. And there's some people who pay council tax. They cannot afford to pay any more. But things such as the paying for the allotments, they don't use the allotments. So why are they paying for it? It's an argument that I did have. Somebody actually pointed out to me that that argument goes on to roads. Why do people who drive should pay for the council tax to upkeep the roads? And it's also a very, very good point. The whole predicament goes further on and on, which is why I don't really talk about politics. But I'm bringing this up because it's been a very interesting debate for me and something that I'm really thinking hard about. We have a meeting on Tuesday that I'm probably going to go to discuss with the council about this plot increase and the problems that it may concur. And I am I'm really struggling to see what side I come down on. For me, it doesn't affect me, but there's people that it does, and I've got to try and think about those too. So I'd love to know quickly your thoughts on that. If you could email me, richard@thevegetgrowerpodcast.co.uk, and tell me what you think about these plot increases. I'll tell you what, I pay £84 a year. It goes up every year. This year it's going to be about £84 for my two plots. Now, they're two half plots, but they're two half plots of the same plot, if that makes sense. So they charge me for each half, but the two together come to the same price as our full plot anyway. So definitely a lot of money involved. £84, from what I gather, is quite expensive compared to other allotments. But the increase is going to take it up to nearly £160, which is quite a jump to say the least. But I can afford that. And I certainly will be able to afford that by the time it comes round. So, as I say, let me know your thoughts on it and how much do you pay for your allotment. Be really good to find out a bit more about that, especially as then I can go into this meeting on Tuesday with a bit more ammunition. Right, well, I'm going to wrap this one up for this evening. Let me know if you've sown your microgreens as well and how you will be sowing those or growing those and how you get on with them as well. As I say, this time of year, the windowsill garden really comes into its own because a lot of the plants we will be growing will need to be sown on the windowsill. Right, well, you take care and I'll speak to you again next time.